Hey, welcome to the Team Babe podcast. I'm Jason, and I'm Babe.
And I'm Robin, and I'm Babe.
Yeah. Did you like the little extra emphasis I put on there?
I did.
Yeah, man. Me too. I liked what you did with that.
Did you like that extra sauce?
That's some good sauce. Yeah. It probably has nothing to do with how long it's been since I've said that phrase.
No.
No, no, it's not like I forgot or second-guessed myself halfway through what I was saying.
Oh, no, no.
Kind of almost flubbed up.
It was like you had total confidence.
Total confidence, right? Total control. Yeah, I essentially dominated all of the airwaves and the eye waves. What do they call the ones that you see through? What are eye waves? The light waves?
The Wi-Fi?
The Wi-Fi. Hey, give me that Wi-Fi password. Somebody crack a window. You know, but I heard that if you let your heart be your guide.
Oh, brother.
You know?
Yeah. Like,
then good things happen. And that's obviously what we've been doing because... I mean,
because it, what? Because we've been on a break?
It just don't get no better than this. No, we're back, baby.
Well, yeah, but, you know...
As if the break never occurred.
You know, only way to, like, be back is to take a break, though.
Oh, okay. So it's like you shouldn't feel good about being back?
I do.
Because it's like you're like, well, I'm a piece of shit because I took a break?
Actually, you know, that's silly because every night, like, every late night host, every night is like, hey, welcome to the show. We're back. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Even though they were on there the day before.
We're back. Yeah, it's like, did we think that Johnny or Dave or Jay or Steven...
Conan.
Or Conan. Mm-hmm. Or Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Or Craig. Or Larry. Or...
Don't forget Jimmy.
Jimmy or Jonathan or Jonathan. Jerry. I'm just saying names now.
Oh, okay.
Or Joan.
Yeah, for a minute. Yeah, Joan. Well,
what the hell have you been up to? It's been a million years since we talked to these good folks. Not to get off on a tangent or anything.
Way to get off on a tangent in like minute zero. What have I been up to? Well, I've been on vacation. With you.
Your and professional boyfriend?
Yeah. We went on a professional vacation.
Wow.
To San Diego.
Two counties far and wide.
Yes. Two places far, far away from here.
Yes.
But then we went on another vacation. Okay, so like we thought, oh, we're just going to go on this vacation and we're going to come right back and get back on to doing the show. No problem.
Oh, yeah.
We'll record some episodes before we go on to the next vacation. And you know what? We didn't do it.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. We got this.
We were on a vacation.
We didn't have this.
And yeah.
We vacationed multiple times. And everything just went to shit.
You mean everything with the podcast?
Yeah.
But not, I mean, with the vacation.
I had a lot of our listeners, though, contacting me, telling me, like, you know, we could use a little break from you guys. Like, we feel obligated to listen every week, you know, but like I think we just need like some alone time with our own thoughts, you know, not listening to us. Like, and as insane as that sounds to you and me and probably most of the people out there, like I appreciate that level of honesty from our listeners and viewers, you know.
Yeah, that was really appreciated. You know, it's nice when you're at this level of stardom, I'll tell you, because you can take a vacation and nobody will even notice. And the paparazzi doesn't follow you to your destination. So you can virtually be like anonymous.
Yeah, they didn't get my dad beach bod that I've been,
I know,
you know, hiding, keeping under wraps.
I got it, though.
Yeah, you have evidence. Plenty of it.
I do.
Good.
How come they don't call it mom bod? Like, the moms probably wouldn't like that. Somehow dads like it, but moms be like, don't tell me I have a mom butt. Do dads
like it?
I don't know. Do they?
I don't know. Is it like a, you know how all this like thickness and big butts and stuff like that and like.
Yeah.
You know.
Big like, boobs, big butts.
Or even small boobs and big butts.
Big thighs. And a big fat head.
Just kidding. I haven't heard too many people clamoring for that.
Oh, darn it.
But don't lots of movie stars and celebs like have big heads? Because it's like, oh, hey, it's oh, the face, man.
They have big heads because their ego took over.
Oh.
Yeah. Like when Jesus was supposed to take the wheel, then their ego actually just took over and they thought it was Jesus. And then they're really in trouble. Whew. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my summer vacation. What about you?
Well, I've been vacationing. Samesies.
What did it do for you? Like, did it make your entire soul feel like anew?
No. No.
God damn it. That was money wasted.
Shit. We could have saved like a lot of money.
I know, right?
And just stayed home and kept doing the same exact thing forever.
I mean, could you?
I mean, it sounds like a good idea, right?
It sounds cheap.
It sounds inexpensive.
So what did it do for you this vacation?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. Like lots of things happened. The vacations we talked about. The other things.
But what did happened. What did the vacation do for you? Like what does it what happens to you when you're on vacation? You know, when you're Jason on vacation.
I don't know. Am I like nicer or something? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you kind of get in vacation mode, which is kind of like you're a little more laid back.
Oh, okay.
You know, and you're kind of like on a shopping spree. You know?
Yeah. Like I won a contest and I'm like pulling all the double stuffed Oreos off the thing onto my into my cart.
Yeah.
Can't even eat them, but I'm like, fucking give me those.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it did for me then, I guess.
But did it happen to you internally or is this just my assumption? Am I making this up?
No, there were times, I would say that there were some times when I completely like mellowed out, you know, and like stopped like my mind from being like a like a bucket full of snakes just like writhing around like the fucking well of the souls in Indiana Jones or whatever.
Snakes.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Asps. Very dangerous. You go first.
Right.
But I go first. Yeah. There it. No, it was good, man. We had good relaxing times. I had plenty of times where I was just like, nothing quite as epic as like the Kula shaved ice experience in Hilo like a year and a half ago. However many days and hours and seconds and minutes it's been since that glorious time.
Yeah.
But, there were times that got, they were in that same stadium.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I feel like we learned some things on this vacation.
What did we learn? What do you think we learned?
Well, first of all, it pays to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
Because then you can travel and then not be thinking about COVID every second of your life.
Yeah. Just like every few
Just seconds. Every 15 minutes or something. Yeah. You know?
Then you kind of have a little freak out.
Yeah. But we went on a plane. And that was sort of strange. But it was nice.
Yeah.
You know, it was nice to be back in sort of like the land of the living or whatever, where planes still fly with people and, you know, all people that jazz. People
were doing like kind of normal stuff.
They were kind of doing normal stuff. It was pretty normal-ish.
Yeah, but then it's like, I don't know, it's like you just feel like, or I feel like I can just never relax because it's like, the storm is still coming, man.
Yeah, well,
you know, because there's the D's and whatnot.
The D's?
The Delta variants or whatever.
Yeah, Yeah. Well,
I think they call them the D's.
Oh, is that what they call them now?
I don't know.
That's what you call them. Well, we still wear masks. I mean, it's not like, you know, 100% back to normal. But you know, I'm adopting the mask as part of my future life.
Yeah.
Because I don't want people's disgusting spit and germs in my mouth.
I guess, man.
So.
Yeah. Just mask it.
I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm all right with that in certain situations. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But we've eaten indoors with our family members who have chosen to be vaccinated. And that was kind of strange at first, you know?
Yeah, it was. It was a little weird. Yeah, just getting used to that again.
Yeah. But it's so much easier. I mean, when you think of all the dining outside that we've done and restaurants have done and, you know, the finagling of making that work is kind of tricky.
Yeah. And it, you know, it's luckily coincided with it being like 100 million degrees
where we live. Thank goodness. Because we would have just had to skip it. Otherwise, it's too hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't eat in the depths of hell. You know, it's too hot.
Yeah, it's just too hot down there, man.
Yeah. I could have a drink, but eating, no.
Yeah, totally.
You won't catch me ordering a, you know, steaming hot stack of IHOP pancakes or anything. You wouldn't catch me doing that on Earth either.
But, eating like a boiling hot bowl of like clam chowder or something. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of some, you know what? I think I'm going to have like a really hot bowl of minestrone after this, man.
Ugh. That's just rude.
Maybe some like broccoli cheese.
How about some French onion? Just do it. Just do yourself in.
Just soup. Soup until you die.
I actually never had French onion soup. And I find it so disgusting that even when like someone else orders it, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, man. That's too bad.
I know.
But, I mean, I can't eat it anymore. Or I realized I shouldn't because my tum-tum feels better if I don't.
That's right.
But it usually also is not, like, you know, gluten-free, like, compliant either.
No.
So, yeah, soups can be hard, man. You gotta wonder. Like, people put flour in, like, weird shit.
Well, in the old days.
They're like, hey, let's make this mustard and we'll put some flour in it.
Well, it makes things thicker and creamier, and it also would keep people from dying of starvation.
Oh, because like you would get that little layer of paste in the bottom of your tum-tums, and then that paste would be like, ooh.
Yeah.
You ate the paste.
It's food.
It's food.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. I guess it all turns to paste in there, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. You know, it's funny. The other day, I remember when we were very, very broke. Like when we would go to someone's house to eat,
mm-hmm.
or we'd eat out occasionally or something, I'd be like, I'm going to eat the most calories possible, like while I'm in this situation, because I'm starving because, you know, like I'm rationing food or whatever. And
you're saying like when family would take us out or something like that, like treat us to like a... Okay.
I'd be like, I'm going to pick the highest calorie thing available because I got to make this last, you know, like I got to keep the calories
like
going.
Total, like famine thinking. Wow.
Yeah, totally. And so.
So what would you have?
Oh, I mean, if you're going to have extra calories, you get something that's really high fat, like high carbs.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
With like.
Steak.
Steak and lobster and chicken.
And a piece of bread and eat the dessert and have coffee with milk in it. And you know what I mean? Like really like lay it on.
I don't remember you doing that.
Well,
you're always like, oh, here's a salad.
I never talked about it at the time, but yeah, it's too sad. But I realized the other day that when you have enough money to eat and you don't have to really worry about it like you did before, then you try to avoid calories. You're like, what can I order that has the least number of calories? Because I eat all the time.
So yeah, like
the tables are turned.
I eat too much because it's just too cheap and easy for me. Whoa. Hey, who gives a shit? I'll buy a round of soup for the whole house.
Oh, babe, you know what happens when you have too much soup, don't you?
I have become intimately familiar.
You don't do it.
In the last couple
don't
months,
drink too much,
even. Like,
if you drink too much soup, then you're really in trouble. Like, you know, they bring you that little cup of soup, you know, with your sandwich. Don't drink it.
Don't drink it? What if you sip it?
No, don't even raise it to your lips.
But if you use a spoon, you're fine.
Yep. If you can use a spoon.
If it's spoon soup.
I mean, if you're using a spoon and you're having your soup the proper way, then you're not having a problem. But if you gotta drink your soup, man, you better go home.
Yeah, that's some thick-ass soup.
Yeah. Don't do it. It's not safe to soup and drive either.
Friends don't let friends?
Friends don't let friends soup and drive.
Drink too much soup?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always thought that, like, when you start, like, the Japanese...
Have I had too much soup?
Fuck, they're fucked up. They drink their soup. They pick up that bowl and they slurp that shit down.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And, like, you know, Chinese and
oh, so do you think
Asians.
That they're always having too much soup?
I think they might
oh,
be.
Oh, no.
Except, you know, you bring up a great point because it's like, you know, rich people problems, right?
Totally.
Like, oh, I got totally. So much money that I got to watch what I eat because I'm getting too fat.
Yeah.
Even like our poorest people have like
totally
often have like obesity it, problems yeah. or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Not to bring the mood down or anything, but.
Well, let's get the mood back up then, shall we?
Yeah, let's keep this thing on track. So, like, we heard about this the whole summer and how that's gone.
Yeah.
And now, like, the temperatures are cooling down.
Now, hang on a minute. We didn't even talk about Mendocino. Dude.
Oh, yeah.
So.
We had
we talked
San
about
Diego.
San Diego.
We had.
Which we flew to, and then we drove to Mendocino.
We had Mendocino.
Okay.
A lot has happened, you guys.
Yeah.
This is a quick catch up here.
Yeah.
What else happened?
We got a new car.
New car. Sold the old car. Still in process.
Mm-hmm.
Got new jobs.
Oh, we got new jobs, and we got vaccinated. Wow. And Charlie turned 15. And my mom had a birthday, and my grandma turned 104 on the 4th of July.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's a lot of stuff.
We have a lot to be thankful for.
We do.
You know? So, like, let's raise a glass.
Yeah, cheers to that. Cheers to still being in the land of the living, you know?
Yeah, land of the living, the land of the thriving, the land of milk and honey.
Yeah, and don't forget peaches and cream, too.
Yeah. I never forget peaches and cream.
I know. I had that peaches and cream Barbie. Mm. That was my prized possession there.
I don't know if I've ever had like literal peaches and cream though.
What?
Like what is that? Is it whipped cream?
You're not living, man.
Sliced up peaches.
Well, sure. I mean, but if you're Southern, it's actually just like cut up peaches with sugar and you know
you put
milk.
More sugar on it because the peaches themselves.
Yeah. You sprinkle the sugar all over the peaches, and then you pour some milk. We're not talking skim milk, like whole milk or half and half or whatever, over the peaches, and you get a spoon and you eat it that way. And it's super good because the peaches like seep into the milk and the milk gets like all orange and it's
really peach
good.
Milk.
Yeah.
You know, everybody talks about pea milk and fucking almond milk, soy milk. Nobody talks about peach milk.
What about strawberry milk?
Strawberry milk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Everybody knows about that. They love that shit. That's all they drink. But I'm saying peach milk.
It's so good.
It's orange. Strawberry milk is red-ish.
Yeah, pink.
Pink, you know, so.
It looks like Pepto Bismol.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've never had that, huh?
No.
Oh, you're not living, man.
This ain't living.
I'm going to fix that.
Let's fix it.
Yeah. Though that's peaches and cream.
Can't eat peaches. Oh, shit. Not supposed to. Hurts my tum-tums. Fuck.
I know. This is kind of tough.
It's tough. Yeah. Man. Yeah, we got them rich people problems.
So, like, are you feeling, like, different now that, like, this whole pandemic is kind of getting more under control?
Yeah. I mean, I felt more comfortable doing the things that we've done or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cool and stuff, but I'm still apprehensive. It's like, I don't want to feel too positive because I feel like, you know, the surge or whatever, the resurgence would be pretty hard.
That'd be pretty tough to take, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, it seems like lots of people, I don't know if this is true or not, but lots of people are just like, no, we don't care if it, you know, surges again or whatever. Like, we're just going to do the normal thing.
You're going to roll the dice.
It's like, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And many of these people talking about that haven't been vaccinated.
Well, I mean, you do you, boo. But, like, at the end of the day, like, you might only live once, but you might only live for a minute.
Yeah. What's the James Bond one about dying twice? Never die twice or something like that? Only
die another day?
Die another twice?
Die. No, you're thinking of you only die twice.
You only die twice.
Yeah.
So dumb. What does that even mean?
You got 9 lives.
Did you see? 9? He said twice.
Well, yeah, but.
But like this time.
Yeah.
This one only counts for 2, so you got 7 left.
Well, it's like, if you can die twice, then you must be immortal.
Okay. Like James Bond.
Yeah. Well, really, I mean, no matter how many James Bonds they go through, there's always another James Bond.
It's true. Yeah, the Bond, like, the Bond run is pretty strong.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for that, like, gender-neutral James Bond. I think that'll be good.
Yeah. Who did I cast in that?
Did you cast someone?
Or
already?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Remember? We were talking about that.
Did you have an audition?
No. I if I had, like, my vision was that I would cast this person, they would be gender neutral.
We already talked about this. Oh, I don't know if I remember this conversation. I'm sorry. Was it...
It might not have been Bond, but it was like... I'm burping. I'm just burping now. All right.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Was it who?
John Wick, but like... Whatever.
I actually thought of someone who could be the perfect gender-neutral James Bond.
Who?
Megan Rapinoe.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. She's very athletic. She can do all her own stunts, you know, and she could do fight scenes, you know.
She's from Shasta County, so she's probably shot guns before.
Yeah, that. And I don't know. She's sort of dapper-ish, you know. I could see that.
Yeah.
That'd be sort of fun. Maybe they should try that at some point. I mean, they're going to have to change it at some point. Like, they are going to totally run out of people that care about James Bond. You know?
It's got to be almost nobody.
I mean, right? Almost nobody. I mean, I think we're the last. Like, everybody that's younger than us is going to be like, what?
Yeah, do kids get excited when there's, oh, new James Bond?
I mean, our kids probably do. That's just because we're weirdos.
But how many other...
them watch it or whatever.
How many other people had them watch it?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I mean, enough to where Daniel Craig's still, like, raking on the dough, right?
Oh, yeah, man. McDougalstein is...
He's hot.
Living large. Right? He's hot. He's red hot.
He's red hot. You heard it here first.
Yeah, that Daniel Craig.
Okay, so
new to the biz. Hot.
Yeah, hot. Okay, so before we get on to our main topic, I just want to point out how many shows we watch right now that are all one word. Okay, like we went through this last night. And
oh,
I was
yeah.
like, this is so weird.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So
there's Shrill.
Shrill.
There's Physical.
Physical. That's not like that has multiple syllables. Though.
It's one word though.
Okay.
I'm just talking about, is it a one word title?
Yeah.
Okay. Betty.
Right.
Girls.
Girls.
What's that other HBO show we've been watching?
Hacks.
Oh, Hacks. Yep. Thank you. And there's one more. Anyway, what is up with all these one-word titles for shows?
I don't know, man. People are afraid to put more than one word. I mean, it is better to have one word, I think. Because it's like hacks.
Yeah.
And like, it can just be a word where it's like...
The blubby... Oh, like the Kaminsky method.
The Kaminsky method. Like, yeah. Get it. Worry right. about where's the going and...
Yeah. I gotcha.
It opens up a lot of difficulties or whatever.
Anyway, thanks for making shows that just have one word. We've had a lot of laughs about the way that I just say words.
Yeah.
Because of these shows, so thank you.
Yeah. Like the word, the show and the word, shrill.
Yeah.
Shrill. Like you've heard people say the word shrill before.
I have.
This one over here says it like this. Shrall. Shrall. Like, what?
I do not.
Yeah, you do.
And you, like, I don't hear it. I just say, shrell.
Physical.
Shrell.
Physical.
And you're like, shrell?
Like you're...
What?
You're like a valley girl from the south or something like that.
That's kind of accurate, I guess, isn't it?
I guess.
Well, not exactly a valley girl, because I feel like I'm too rough around the edges for that, you know?
Yeah, like a Sacramento River Valley girl. Not like a, like, whatever that valley is.
Burbank?
A Burbank Valley? No, it's, like, yeah, that's Santa.
The San Leandro Valley?
Yeah, some shit. But, yeah, so, okay. That makes sense then, because you're kind of like from the hick area up here.
And where are you from?
Same place, but I don't say shrall.
Oh, you that's because you're an upcountry degen. Physical. That's why.
Physical.
I guess I'm always going to say it that way because, I mean, this has been like day one.
Cure.
Yeah, a cure.
Physical.
I'm all dressed up like a shrall. Cure. Okay. I don't know. Like, maybe I watched too much. I can't even think of like a show where people talked like that, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, 90210?
I didn't watch that.
Okay. You didn't?
No.
What about, like, Saved by the Bell?
I watched that.
Was that supposed to be Southern California? Was
I
that?
I guess.
I guess, like, since everything's made there.
That's true. Like, everything's made in L.A. Yeah.
So. Everything.
Well, back then.
Yeah.
So that's probably true. I probably just picked up on like actors' accents. Oh, yeah. Because I was trying to.
When you were watching MTV at like 6 months old and like. Gaga Madonna.
Hey, you know what? I waited till I was 4 to watch MTV. Okay. Like, give me a break.
Okay.
All right. I was only obsessed with Madonna and the Like a Virgin video.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's see here. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Well, we were having this whole conversation about Shrell.
Shrell. Oh, yeah, the one word, you know, movie thing.
Oh, but you were saying, where did I get my accent?
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway. I think I was trying to lose my Southern accent. And so I spent a lot of time listening and emulating, well, like Dynasty, for instance. You know, I would put on my high heels and my gloves and, you know, my sparkly gowns and whatnot. And then
would you try to do a British accent?
And
because
then, yeah, and then I do my Joan Collins impression, you know, in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I spent a lot of
time. Oh, darling, blah, yeah. blah, 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 or whatever. Like, oh, simply, blah, 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 and this. And
then also, like, die, bitch, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like, remember when we were watching that and, like, where the scene where like she's like fighting Crystal.
Oh, and they dropped through the chandelier and all that shit.
They dropped through a chandelier
or like a glass ceiling.
They were at one point they were in like a fountain.
Yeah,
or something
and then they
like that.
Then they like fall in the pool and they're like still going at it and all this. Oh yeah, that was super
amazing.
Exciting.
I kind of want to watch it again.
Oh, that would like bring back so many bittersweet memories for me. That's like. leading up to the financial collapse and then in the midst of the financial collapse. So it went from being like funny to being not funny somehow, like watching that show, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is never going to happen.
Up until that point, though, man, it was close.
I was really close to living that dynasty life. I mean, my whole life has been spent thinking, I'm really close to living that dynasty life. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but you hadn't, at that point, discovered your career as a famous podcaster.
Oh, that's, so see, this is really true.
I think now there's like a good chance that this is happening, man.
Okay. Well, I mean, at the time, I was a full-time breastfeeder, you know.
Peaches and cream, baby.
I mean, that was kind of all I was doing at that moment. But anyway, well, yeah. How about this? You know, it is summer, right?
Right.
And we've talked about what we did on our summer vacation, like good boys and girls.
Who yes.
Don't tell tales outside of school.
Yeah, we're ready to like tell everybody what happened.
So now we can get on to our main topic.
Oh, which is?
The song of the week.
Oh, and the song of the week is?
Well, you get to announce it because you picked it.
Oh, I picked it?
Yeah, because you found it. I mean, this is your find.
You disagree?
Not at all.
Okay.
I'm in 100% agreement.
Yeah, so the song of the week is Eternal Summer by The Strokes off of their album from last year, The New Abnormal.
Yeah.
Yep. Produced by Rick Rubin.
Really good.
Hey, super man. Good. Really good. Like, psychedelic, man. Like, out there. Really good. Like, it's like, I was being so shrill, and then, like, I was like, wait, I'm just going to be really good.
You're so cruel. I must love it, though.
You must.
I know. I just keep coming back on this show.
Yeah. So anyway, like, I don't know. This is weird because, I listened to that album last year, maybe, I guess, once, and then forgot about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess. And then we saw them on, we were watching episodes of SNL.
Yeah.
Or whatever, and like they were that's the musical research, the musical guest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like trying to see what our contemporaries are doing like in the comedy space, you know? So that we can
comedy space.
We can make sure we're not like accidentally like biting their jokes and premises and stuff.
Yeah,
because like
I don't want to run the risk of getting like an Emmy nomination or anything.
Dude, I am not ready for that. For
yeah, I'm
one.
Not ready for that.
You know, with COVID and everything.
Well, there's that, you know.
But I also just, I feel like that would be so distracting right now, you know? To
your spiritual practice.
Yeah. Exactly. To just getting physical, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, anyway, yeah, so we watched them on SNL and stuff like that. And then a friend of mine was like, hey, we're hanging out on the back patio during COVID times, having a beer or two. I can't drink beer, but I was having
smoking a pancake,
uh-huh. Listening to some music. And he's like, hey, let's listen to that, that latest Strokes album. And then we started listening to it. And I was like, holy shit, this is really good. Like, I guess I just wasn't paying attention when I listened to it before. So then I started listening to it. We rewatched the SNL performances or whatever, and I was like, whoa, there's some really good songs on this album.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And yeah, it was kind of a nice, like rediscovery of something that you'd sort of, like, passed over.
Well, that, and I think, I really liked the first album, but then I, you know, wasn't a big fan of the second, and I think it's really hard to come back with a third album that's better than the first one. I mean, to me, this is better.
Well, this isn't their third album. They've had like three other albums in between. Three or four other albums in between.
In between three and this one?
Three?
Like you're saying, they had three albums, then they had three more albums. Is that what you're saying?
They had an exponential, like three to the third power. No, they had like the first one.
Yeah.
Then there was like another one. Uh-huh. Then there was like two or three more. And then there was this one.
That's what you I'm just saying.
Didn't listen to them.
You're saying there was six albums?
Something like that. We can look it up. I'll show you after this, but this isn't their third album, I guess is my point.
Oh, okay. Well, let me rephrase that. It's nice.
The third album you've been aware of.
Yeah. I mean, like, I obviously kind of like forgot about the Strokes after the second album. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
You really turned off the second album. I was like, these guys are not really going to do anything. This is lame.
They were essentially dead to you at that point.
Yes.
You'd completely written them out of history.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So yeah, that's why this feels like, oh, it's the third album. They're back, baby.
But I guess I could just say in their latest album.
You could.
It was better than the first album. So I guess if I'm missing two or three somewhere, I couldn't say if it's the best, but I would wager to say it's the best.
Oh, it's certainly my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Eternal Summer is one of the songs, and we really like it, and it's summertime. And it's not necessarily like a, hey, this is great, it's summer song, which also kind of coincides with a lot of, like, these kind of weather events that have been happening around the world and, like, natural disasters and stuff that we think might be related to, you know, climate change.
I mean, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some people don't or whatever, you know.
Yeah, some people think it's soup.
It's soup, man. We're adding too much soup to the atmosphere.
Somebody cooked too much
soup.
And
it's just, and it's raising.
There was a flood or a fire or whatnot.
Yeah, we don't understand the long-term effects that this will have on the heating and cooling budget of the, you know, climate or so whatever. True. But it seems to be creating a lot more chaos.
That's for sure. A lot more chaos, yeah.
It's been super dry out here. There's all this fucking shit on fire. And it's like flooding in Europe like crazy.
Yeah. So this idea of Eternal Summer is kind of interesting. It's going to play on words because there's so many songs out there, you know, from like way back till now that's like, you know, forever summer and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Because it's like, oh, summertime's when you have fun and you're not in school. So you want summer to last forever. But if it's eternal summer, that means there's no winter. And if there's no winter, it's like there's no rain. There's
no seasons anymore. It's just summer.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon we're all like those desiccated, like, you know, skeletons in the desert or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a vulture is like pecking on your skull.
When I first listened to the song, though, I thought, oh, this is a love song.
Yeah.
But it's not about love at all. It's interesting how you can kind of take words like song lyrics or poems or something and twist them around into whatever it is you think they should be, even without changing the words themselves. You know, just like the way you interpret it is kind of, it's interesting.
Yeah. Like language is an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, plenty of words and phrases have many different meanings.
So this particular video is really cool too for the song, but we watched all their latest videos and they're all really good. Although I'll say that Knock at the Door one, Bang at the Door. Man, I like cannot stop thinking about that.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to watch it again because I can't remember what it was. Other than that, it seemed like it was weird.
Well, it definitely was weird, and it wasn't weird in a way that I found upsetting per se or anything like that. It was just, it is really like it's been like on a loop in my brain. The combination of like the words with like death is knocking at the door, but it's like the strange like circle. Yeah, it got me, man. Like, whoever made that was really smart. Because, I mean, not just... Oh, but this is another thing we should mention before we get to the bolo, okay? right. Yeah. This is important, urgent news.
Urgent. Yeah, go for it.
Two things. You said you finally decided that you liked the Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like after like 25 years or whatever the fuck of knowing you, you're like, I love Talking Heads and never again. And then this other day, you were like, I like them. And I was like, yay.
Yeah, I mean, this is exciting, I guess, for you.
It because is you exciting. Win. No.
Okay.
I don't win anything. This is just...
it's only me that has won.
Yes.
Because my mind has opened.
And that, or whatever. And then we can, like, enjoy things together. You know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, I mean, I won't bore everybody with my Talking Heads, like, you know, criticisms. But, you know, I think it's fairly well established that, like, people like them. And stuff.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So.
And I've kind of a lot of the times, other than like maybe some of their like hits, big hits or whatever, I'm kind of like, man, it's just kind of like boring. It kind of fucking goes on forever, blah, 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 blah. But we watched Stop Making Sense again recently. And there were a couple songs in there where I was like,
okay. You're doing your Jason Talking Heads like, thing.
Okay. Like it's just. And it's not good enough. Like, I don't know.
Or and whatever. This is what you've always said about the Talking Heads. And I'm like, okay, well, that's too bad. But then you got to the end of the show and...
And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I like these guys. Because, like, all but two of the songs that were on the whole thing were, like, not joyful and fun to listen to and fun to watch them perform.
But you didn't say, oh, I guess, all like the Talking Heads. You were like, okay, I officially love the Talking Heads now. And I was like, oh.
I don't know if that was the direct quote, but it's probably close. I'll cop to it.
Oh, jeez, man. Like, let it go.
But it's so hard to let go of my hate.
I know. I know.
My bitterness and my hatred.
So the other bit of urgent news is that you said that I was a genius. I was like, what? Are you talking to me?
When did I say this? This doesn't sound like me at all.
I know. So
this what must was
have
it
been,
about?
There must have been a mistake. But here's what I heard. You said that I don't need to watch things like Batman Begins because that's too much like ordinary everyday life and like the way that it looks. And I like things like Batman Forever because of its cartoonish nature that doesn't relate to reality.
Uh-huh.
And that means that I must be some sort of superior chump because I don't need to just watch the regular chumps like I can see outside with my own eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch the chumps that are doing things that you can't do on Earth.
Right. Yeah. You're going to quote an Eternal Summer by The Strokes. You're ignoring reality.
Yeah. True.
Right? Like, you don't need reality. Reality is all over the place. I can fucking see that any day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, you want something dark? Oh, there's, like, you know, homeless people shooting up over there. Okay, got it. Or whatever, right?
Right.
There's violence.
Yeah.
Horrific things happen. Flooding.
There's pain blah, 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 blah. And suffering and sadness.
But, like, where are Batman's nipples and the purple fucking chest plate and where
not purple, okay, nipples yes, purple no.
There's some colors
on Batman.
Yeah,
no,
I think so. Maybe I'm thinking of Robin.
Yes.
Okay, because Robin has nipples too. Well, I happen to know this.
Well, yeah.
Does it make you horny?
Not if we're talking about that Chris whatever his name was.
Yeah.
That would be a no, Scott.
Chris McDougalstein or something like that.
You know, like Val Kilmer's little sidekick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I do remember that now, saying that you were a genius.
Did you not mean it?
No, I meant it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice. Anyway, that was really unexpected. So I wanted to make sure everybody knew about it. Because I was like totally baffled for a second.
For so long. I've just continually browbeaten you and called you and made you believe that you're stupid. Like,
well, you've told me that the Batman Forever is the worst Batman of all time.
It is. I firmly believe that. That's terrible.
Not in the way it looks, though.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Yeah. And it has a kiss from the rose on the grave, but, so, you know.
But you don't need reality. You ignore that shit. Because you're like, I fucking know this. Somebody tell me something I don't know.
That is 100% accurate.
You know?
Yes. I am like in search of all times for somebody to tell me something I don't know. And when it happens, I'm almost always horrified. Like, it's so intense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And so maybe that is that capture some of how you feel about the Eternal Summer video?
Yeah.
Horrified?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like reading that book, A Dirty Job. You know, you'd be horrified to see some horrible sewer harpies trying to eat a baby or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
They're like gargoyle demons that live in the sewer. I mean, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to recover. But when you read about it in a book and you experience it in like a fantasy sense,
yeah,
then you're kind of like, well, I actually can't get enough of the sewer harpies. They're like my favorite character. Like, you know? So it's sort of this like fascination and repellent.
Throw some jokes in there and all of a sudden.
You got a hit show? Hey!
You got a hit podcast. But yeah. You tell us.
Yeah. Yeah, do. I'd like to hear all about it. I'm sure people have all kinds of suggestions. You know, like 3 or 4 people have listened to this show.
Yeah.
We'll
suggest away. So, was there anything else you wanted to say about Eternal Summer? I would recommend people check it out.
Yeah, and
check out the album,
the music videos.
And I didn't realize that apparently, like the chorus is like a psychedelic furs.
Oh, yeah.
Song or whatever. So,
which
like,
is a good song.
It's good too.
That was
fucking check it out. Nice, I'd never listened to it.
Yeah,
of course. So, do it.
2 for 1.
It's a 2 for.
Yeah, $5 on a t-shirt, you know?
$5 on a tank top?
Oh, that's what I meant. So you ready to get to the bolo?
Let's get to it, man. I want to be on the lookout for something.
Oh, I'm always on the lookout for something, and usually it's furniture that I can't buy.
Okay.
Anyway, I digress. This week's bolo is about something that you should watch. Now, we've already listed all these one-word shows, so that actually also counts as a bolo. I mean, people could look out for those, right?
Sure.
Okay, but this one's good.
They're just like more minor, so it's like
they're more minor.
You might want to prioritize accordingly.
So we watched
limited time, like
yeah, but this particular bolo you only need like 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the Summer of Soul, directed by Questlove.
Yeah.
It was really good. And it was really an interesting like thing that everybody forgot about. And it's also like got a lot of good performances nobody's ever seen, I guess. And it's very like summertime festival in New York, you know, vibe too, which is really cool.
It's literally exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it fucking just, it boggles my mind that this happened and like, I didn't know, I knew zero about it.
Yeah, me too.
So like, I guess it would be presumptuous of me to think that most people knew nothing about it. But like, what if that's the case? And that's what it seems like as far as like culturally, like yeah. I've never seen footage of this before. Apparently it was shot and then like just kind of lost or put aside. And not aired anywhere.
Because nobody wanted to buy it at the time. Yeah, I mean, definitely. Because remember, one of the people that they were interviewing, they thought that they were crazy, that they'd made it up. And this was the first time that they actually knew that they weren't just making it up.
Right, because of how weird, you know, you can like sort of trick yourself with some memories. Like,
sure.
Put things together. Can't remember the word I was trying for there.
Confluence.
Conflagrate. Fuck, I don't know.
Conflate.
conflate. Boom.
Oh, but it's conflate in my world.
Conflate. I'm going to conflate that. I'm going to shrilly conflate that. Yeah, it blows my mind because it's like, I mean, people should have seen that. People should have been seeing that just as much and as important as, you know, to the fucking like cultural, like moving forward of everything.
Yeah.
Like people watching and being at like Woodstock or whatever.
Right.
But like, especially important for like Black people.
Yeah.
Cause it's like all these fucking like legacy, like acts that like nobody has seen or heard.
Yeah.
And, like a few like big ones, but like
yeah, other people
that were big that you are just names you don't know and have never heard. But yeah. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah. And it was a festival that was 5 weeks long. I mean, the idea that nobody would remember or have heard of a festival that was 5 weeks long in the middle of New York is crazy.
Yeah.
You know? So interesting how that kind of stuff works and how dependent we are on news and media to remember things.
Yeah. I felt strangely emotional about it. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of an emotional thing to watch because there were so many people there and some of the performances were very, like, intense.
All of them. Like, these people are fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, Bolo, man. Fucking be on the lookout. Go watch Summer of Soul.
Yeah, on Hulu. I heard it was on the theater, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They got those still?
They got those still.
What else should we be on the lookout for? Oh. It feels like we got a lot to look out for these days.
Don't rent a car unless you have like a bazillion dollars. Yeah,
fuck car rental companies.
Always buy a battery jumper that you keep in your car. Just have one. Just leave it in there. It'll pay for itself in a week, I promise.
We haven't bought one of those yet, by the way. We need to.
We're going to.
Okay.
Okay.
What else?
Spend all your money on wonderful pistachios. Thank you, Jamie, for ruining us on sea salt and vinegar pistachios. Sea salt and vinegar
pistachios. Shelled.
Man.
Don't fuck around with those shells.
So delicious. We're going to go broke buying pistachios.
Yeah. My pistachio budget category is fucking...
Yeah, completely maxed out.
Blasted, man.
I mean, those, yeah, just don't taste them. Because if you do, you're in trouble.
This episode brought to you by wonderful pistachios. Shell pistachios.
I wish.
That's what we're gunning for. If we can just land that pistachio, that wonderful pistachio contract.
Oh. That I go for. Now, we've heard from the teeth whitening people and the athletic drinks. But you know what? If you could just get to the pistachio people, then we could have... Something we can talk about.
Get us in front of Big Pistachio.
Which honestly is like right down the road, if we're being honest. Yeah. So what else besides these wonderful pistachios?
I don't know. I kind of like ending that list on just like a good, like a high point, you know?
A high point. I like that. Let's end it on a high point. In fact, let's end everything on a high point from here forward.
That's going to be tough.
Okay.
But we will do our best.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I mean, I think we're ending this on a high point.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just going to go on and say it.
Go on and say it.
I love you, babe.
I love you, too.
This episode of the Team Babe podcast was produced by Robin Fader
and Jason Fader
in our home studio in Redding, California,
with original music written and recorded by Jason Fader.
If you love this episode, tell tell a friend, and please consider subscribing on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Like, all of them.
Yeah, like, subscribe, and share. Find out more on our website at teambabe.life. And follow us on all social media at Team Babe Podcast.
Thanks for listening. It was good for us.
We hope it was good for you, too.